Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. This is Car Talk with the Sack Boys. I'm your main Sack Boy. I'm Connor. Joining me as usual is Andrew.
Hi, my name is Andrew.
And Lewis.
I like cereal.
So Lewis, I have a very important question for you.
Is it going to be what cereal do I prefer?
No. Well, actually, you know what? Better segue, yes. what cereal do you prefer?
If it's just me, and not being denied my entire childhood of this has definitely made me want this more, it's Lucky Charms.
You were denied Lucky Charms?
Yeah, my parents didn't want me to have sugary breakfast cereal, so they gave me Frosted Flakes.
Wait.
It's okay, Frosted Flakes at least isn't as bad as actually literally eating fake sugar marshmallows.
Processing.
Maybe, but
maybe
still sus.
I don't think the math checks out on that one.
If it's just like now though, like I don't usually have Lucky Charms on hand, so I'll usually grab like Apple Jacks.
Okay. Fair enough.
What were you gonna ask before that?
I was gonna ask how you feel about people who play Garen in League of Legends.
I think that everyone who plays Garen should be sent to a special place.
Far away from me.
and their computers.
And also, possibly go to a farm where they can live out the rest of their days happily. Just as pressing far... E and spinning in place over
as
and over
far
again.
Far away from me
as possible. I hate Garen. Yeah, I didn't follow my rule of thumb. I didn't ban Brand, and that was really what killed us that game.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Brand. There's so many things I want to ban. I got two bans. Cries. Alright, well, we're here to talk
so
about
I want to ban, like, eight of them.
Honestly, I only ban, like, two champions. It's, like, Brand and it's Blitzcrank, because nobody knows how to fucking play against Blitzcrank in my ELO. They're like, a giant steaming bush! I wonder what that would mean. And then just like, your friend... It's literally... You remember that scene from, like, early SpongeBob where Patrick and SpongeBob invade Sandy's, like, where Sandy's trying to rope them?
Yeah.
And she's like, throws the rope out. It's like, SpongeBob! It's literally your friend is just Patrick. And you just... It's just like, when he explodes, you hear, an ally has been slain. Literally what it is to play against Blitzcrank.
That's really funny.
Or like literally or like from fucking Toy Story is like the claw has chosen.
I have been chosen. Farewell, my friends.
I must go. My people need me. Gives enemy team 300 gold. I'll be back in 20 seconds.
Save the world. My final message. Goodbye.
Blitzhook takes person.
Adios.
Slowly fades away.
Do 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 do.
Do 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 do.
Blitzhook is just like the worst hook though. It's like, just like you either win the game or you completely miss and look like an idiot.
You know what hook I like more than Blitzcrank?
It's Nautilus.
Nautilus.
Because with Nautilus, you could throw your anchor into terrain and Spider-Man your way around the map.
You could just, like, Q into a wall, that then flash and E someone to kill them.
Man, Andrew, you're good at this game.
Flash E auto, dead. Bye. Shinei Kakuin.
Andrew, you're good at this game.
No, I haven't played this game in, like, 5 million years.
Yes. Your game I haven't played in 5 million years.
What's that?
Card 5 Vanguard.
Yo, same! Yo, same!
Not from luck crying on my end, though. Cries. Oh, okay, so we basically know everything in Phantom Dragon Aeon.
Yeah.
Do we?
Basically. There's like one or two commons left, and they're probably just like the vanillas of the set.
Man, I should actually like do my job and do my due diligence and actually look at what the hell is going on in this set.
I mean, the only like important other thing we got was like there's a I think it was a 5k. We got more 5ks in Shadow Paladin for some fucking reason. because they just want, they really want to push that you need Nemen. Like, they heard people talking shit about Nemen, and they're like, nah, nah, you, you know, bitch boys, get back here.
Like, man.
Literally. No, but, you know what, actually there is one card that I want to talk about. It's the owl. Abyssal Owl came back.
Wait, they actually made Abyssal Owl?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
I totally missed that.
Yes. He's a grade 1 5k.
Oh.
Double R.
Oh.
He says, Van and Rear, if both players' Vanguards are the same grade, you can play Soul Blast for this cost instead of the Counter Blast. And when placed, it's Counter Blast 1 draw card.
Oh.
It's really good.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Why is it a 5k?
So you can call off Nemain.
What? Oh. All right, hold on. Puts on reading spectacles.
Math checks out.
It's basically Swordbreaker, except sometimes Liverot.
That's pretty good, I think.
It is really good. He's also a chonker.
Is he chonky?
Hold on, I'll give you the picture of him. He's not as chonky as Belial, because Belial has been eating too many tank mice. But he's pretty chonky boy.
Oh, he's so chonky! Oh my god!
I don't know who was drawing the owls this time, but they were like, yo, these owls, unrealistic. Not time to make them beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Big.
Big chonky boys.
Trying to make them actually adorable.
They are some of my favorite art. I'm not gonna lie. I love the chonkers.
Yeah.
I like his little electric ruby thing.
I know, right? It's so cool. I like his little talents. They're like, I'm gonna grab me a card.
From your deck.
Wait.
Wait, is he like soaring over the water?
Yes.
Yo, he might be going for a fish.
He's going for,
he's going for a tank mouse.
He's going for a tank mouse, going for a swim.
Wait. Do owls eat fish?
I wouldn't be surprised.
God, I wish Jared was here.
He would know.
He would have the answer.
He's going for a fish and carp.
The fish and carp is so dead. Why he can draw a card, because he ate an OTT fish. The math checks out. Actually. The math checks out.
Processing.
There's one more like common grade 1 5k that came out. It's like on one place he get you soul charge one, and then you can only use it's a hard once per turn.
Oh.
It's relevant because you need soul in Luard.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You need soul to do soul things.
Yeah. It's also, you know, fishing. It's in their main target, I guess. Or drag driver target. Dabs.
I like how
it's in the main target, I suppose.
I like how, like one single card has literally warped all of the design of the grade ones.
I know. I literally think, like, they were, like, designing the set, and then people were like, yo, Luard's coming back, we can get rid of the main! And just, like, immediately, like, R&D, like, record scratch. What?
We just reprinted that! They need to buy that!
They can buy it! It's in circulation! Looks at prices. But it says here it's, like, 30... No. Shh.
Narrative voice. They, in fact, ended up not getting rid of the main.
They tried their damnedest, but it didn't happen. Oh, and then we saw the order from the set this morning. Because every set has one order.
Is it good?
It's pretty decent. It's grade one. It's called Light Ring of Bond, Saladal Bangle. It's a little heart ring. It looks like a Maho Shoujo kind of item.
It's kind of cute, I guess.
It says, put one grade 2 and or below from your hand and soul. Look at top 3 cards of your deck. Reveal up to 1, add to your hand, and put the rest on the bottom of your deck in any sequence.
Wait, oh, it's bottom duality.
Wait, that actually is not that bad.
Yeah, I see decks using this, honestly.
You could, like, filter out a grade 2 or like, a trigger or something, and then just be like, oh, hey, look, I found my grade 3 ride target.
Andrew, so simple. Simple, Andrew. You put in a soul into Susan, and then you reveal Amaterasu off this effect.
Ew. Ew.
Or you can fix ride chains, like the Hamsuke.
Tsukuyomi.
Tsukuyomi. Oh, Tsukuyomi Hard plays this. There's a few, like, good applications for this. I could see this, like, finding a way as, like, a 2-of or 3-of in decks that can, like, spare the space, honestly.
Finally.
It's been 87 years.
Finally, I can actually play my Hamsuke deck.
Which is weird, because, like, the last one wasn't that good either. It was, like, the Soul Charge one. That one was weird.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't the last one the Unlock Order?
No, the last one was, like, the Soul Charge one. If you have, like, 3 copies of that card you Soul Charge, you draw a card or some shit.
Okay.
It's bad. The Unlock and Restand one is good.
People actually play that one.
People actually use that card. People also use the book.
The book?
The Counterblast 3, Soul Blast 3, give 3 things plus 10 gain your front row and draw 3 cards.
The book!
The book.
It's a cookbook!
It goes in Blade Master.
Oh, ew, it does go in Blade Master.
Because you don't counterblast.
No.
Blade Master has these resources.
No. Goes in Brave.
Oof.
Goes in Brave.
I don't know where you think I'm getting all that soul.
Like, literally. Soul is like, you had me with the counterblast, and then I look at the soul blast, and like, looks at Cotter's soul.
He's playing in Brave.
It's like, where is it? It is like, I only got 1 alt mile on my soul.
Would I steer you wrong, Connor?
Yes.
Possibly.
I mean, to be fair, I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to this game, so I probably will steer you wrong.
Let's see. We saw the SP packs on stream this morning. So, the Nova one has Rising Nova, Acrobat Verde, Rona, Dexter, the new starter, Marilyn, which is a good reprint, and the Quick Shield.
Why is it not Mecha Trainer?
Because they don't like us.
Yo, wait. Why does the new starter look like, oh god, he looks like a character from FF14.
That's powerful.
Can you be footballer in Final Fantasy 14?
No, but you can play like a dragon people and they have like similar horns.
A dragon people.
A dragon people. A singular dragon in people. Person.
Let's see. They showed off the ASRs for Luard and Morphessa. The Luard pack is pretty fire. It's Luard, Morphessa, Bronwyn. Balaa Owl.
Don't the ASRs like link up?
Yes, their ASRs do link up.
Nice.
Yes. Oh, wait. Is that actually Root? Oh, it is Root! Hey, look at that. It's not Balaa Owl. Because I have Mechlear in the pack. Why would they give you Balaa Owl? Did you have Root? Look at that. So now you can play your Root SP, I guess. Question marks.
It's for all
if
those...
If you like Root.
It's for all those whales out there, Lewis.
I mean, I'm going to play Root, but like a common Root.
Yeah, for all those whales out there, Lewis.
Okay, I get it. I get it.
All right, but first, before we get to the whales.
Yes.
What's in the Gaia pack? Is it worth it?
Let's see what's in the Gaia pack for.
Or is it full of ancient dragons?
God, no,
actually cries.
No, please don't tell me.
Let's see, the Gaia pack you have Gaia Prism Bird, the new grade 2 triple rare, the same one of that card but the grade 1, the starter Arc Bird, and the Quick Shield. I can't tell if Connor is crying.
I can't tell either.
Okay. There's no ancient dragons in there. I'm good.
Yo, feels gallop, man.
Yeah.
They didn't gallop Gaia.
At least it's not the most expensive pack. That's probably going to end up being PBO.
I mean, of course.
Of course.
Because, you know, PBO, PBD, Bendy, Nemain, Full Bow, Mechlear, and Quick Shield. That's actually, like, a lot of hot money right there.
and Fulgo. And Fulbo.
That's a good dog. He's a very pointy dog.
How many stars does Shadow Paladin have? Do they have four?
We have Fulbo. We have David. We have the Revenger starter. Did we get the Revenger starter? Yeah, we got Crisis Revenger. Root. And that's it. Yeah, four.
Touch God, they still has two starters.
So is, so is Mega Colony and Spike Brothers. You know, it's about quality, not quantity.
We have Dragon Egg.
That's a quality starter.
And not Baby Camera.
You have Baby Parasound.
That's not a starter, is it?
You could use it as a starter.
Do you think, Connor, do you think anyone would mind if you just took
Baby Camera
from your, like, from your premium deck and just put it in your standard deck?
Do you think people would notice?
Honestly, if anyone did mind.
Outside of official Bushiroad events, what's to stop you, right?
No, I just write Dragon Egg on my official deck list, but it's Baby Camera.
Yeah, no, I mean seriously, like outside of like an actual tournament, who's to stop you?
Yeah, like actually though,
there'd be one of the guys like, oh, actually, you did not officially. You can't use that card, and I'm like, they do all the same fucking thing.
Even though literally every starter has been errated to say the exact same thing, no matter what,
and reprinted to say the exact same thing.
Like that guy who was just like, you use like the original starter that without the quick shield ability, and they're like, well, actually, you don't get the quick shield because your card doesn't say it has the quick shield.
That guy sucks.
It's like, just don't be yourself, please, for like 5 minutes.
Just stop being you.
For like 5 minutes.
30 He's seconds, really, even.
I'd be, like, really nice.
Yes.
So Lewis, Wales!
So, Andrew's an actual, literal genius.
Am I really?
No, we're all just...
Not again.
Please. No, don't do this to me, Lewis. Not now.
Not here.
Please, anywhere else, not here.
Alright, so, like, last night, I was like, yo, guys, podcast tomorrow, and everyone's like, you got a topic? I'm like, No.
Podcast tomorrow.
Starts talking about other card games and stuff. Andrew's like, yo, I could suck Legend of Runeterra's dick all day long.
Literally, not even close. I can 24/7.
And I'm like, man, it feels good to not wail and play something you want to do. And Andrew's like, why don't we talk about wailing and card economy on the podcast? I'm like, Andrew, you're smart. Not me. Me dumb. Me play Garen.
No, Andrew, yeah. Do you talk about digital card game wailing or just... in general,
whaling in general, just in terms of like whaling, and then sort of like shift gears from that into talking about card game economies.
Whaling is just like so much easier in like mobile settings though, because poor impulse control plus easy access to your wallet equals bad time.
See, I'll be very honest with you, I never really considered myself a whale. The Bye. More that I like. What's up? Sorry.
But.
I mean, I'll get to the Runeterra sucking later, but essentially, I always thought like whaling was kind of like just this thing of like, oh, you're wasting your money on just like this digital thing that's kind of like, I don't know why you'd want to like do that to yourself and just waste all your money on something like this. But then I thought about it more and I'm like, well, I mean, for example, in Legends of Runeterra, which is the digital card game that I've been very much enjoying for a lot of my time now, I've come to understand the idea of whaling, and I've realized something, that if you're going to spend money on something that makes you happy, it's best to spend your money where you spend your time. And in my opinion, since I spent a lot of time on Legends of Runeterra, I think to myself, oh, so why don't I just spend some money on this game and actually, like, you know, make myself feel more happy while I play it? Because, like, I actually enjoy the cosmetics in that game. You can buy special game boards that change the music of your game. You can custom fit them to, like, all of your different decks. You can use different game boards and different little pets and stuff that you can buy. And it's like, yeah, I like this. This is fun.
I'm like, yeah.
And but the main thing about whaling, though, is that, like, it in my opinion, I think whaling just kind of feels bad, or feels more in the sense, it feels bad more so in the sense of when you have, like, digital card game economies where their model in terms of how you acquire things to play the game is very predatory. And what I mean by predatory is by the fact that you can't literally just put dollars into the game and get what you want. You put dollars into the game to maybe get what you want.
Potentially get what you want.
The prime examples of this that I referred to, of course, the one that I'm going to be ranting about is Magic Arena.
Yeah.
Because Magic Arena, you literally spend upwards of, like, you know, $20, $40, $60 to get a ton of card packs that maybe have the cards that you want.
That could
potentially have the cards you want. And on top of that, like, it's a thing of, like, but Andrew, when you buy card packs, you also accrue extra wild cards that you can use to just straight up, redeem them for the cards you want. I'm like, yeah, that's fine, but, well, actually, no, it's not fine, because you're paying money to
buy more packs.
Yeah, that's the predatory style of it. That's how they get you to, like, keep buying more and more and more, and just spend upwards of ridiculous amounts of money to literally just, you shell out dollars to literally be able to play the game, which is a feels bad. It's a feels bad. It's a legitimate feels bad. So, I mean, at the very least, predatory like models in terms of game economies, I think are, like, it's fine when you know what you're signing up for, and if you still enjoy that, that's fine. But for someone who, like, doesn't know about that and wants to just get into the game and then realize, oh crap, I have, like, 3 months worth of, like, card backup that's going to cost me well over $200 to build a tier one deck for, or more, depending on what the deck actually is. There are meme decks on Magic Arena that cost upwards of $300 to build.
Ugh.
What?
And I'm serious. Like decks that aren't even good, and you play them just to screw around, they cost over $200.
Gross.
Yeah, it's ludicrous. It's completely ludicrous.
Ew.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that. Whaling is fine when you know what you're getting yourself into. In my opinion, when you have someone who is literally wasting their life savings away just trying to enjoy a game, I think that's just awful, and it shouldn't be that way in some cases, especially with how boneheaded Wizards of the Coast has been regarding some of their decisions recently.
Like what?
So just yesterday, they. Well, actually, I should actually start at the beginning. So, last week on, it was either Thursday or Friday, they announced changes for Magic Arena's Eternal format, which is called Historic. Mm-hmm. And they announced that there were going to be changes to the format happening next Monday, which was yesterday. Now, I want you to understand just how idiotic this is. So, previously, the last ban announcement that we had, there was no previous announcement. It just happened.
And it dropped it.
Yeah, as in, like, it just appeared one day and was just like, yep, we're doing this. This is happening right now.
What?
Yeah, they straight up just came in one day. I don't remember the exact day. I think it was at the beginning of August. It might have been August 2nd, I think, maybe? I don't remember exactly. But they just straight up banned, like, a ton of problem cards in the format. And there was no, like, update for it. It was just, yup, this is happening right now, it's being implemented today, get over it. And people were ecstatic. They were like, thank you! This is what we've been asking for!
Alright. So what's the catch?
Well, the catch is that the main writer of the article, who did those really good bans, said, hey guys, were you guys a fan of not like having an announcement before we make our decision, or would you like us to make the announcement? 70% of people who voted on that poll said, yep, absolutely fine, do not let us know, just tell us what you're changing immediately and then do it immediately. Fast forward to last week, where they do the exact opposite of what people wanted them to do.
Oh.
And they just said, actually, we're going to announce our changes for next week. And yeah. So here's the problem with that, right? When you announce changes that happen in the span of the next few days, for those next few days, what are you supposed to do when you play the game? Because if you're playing a digital card game, you don't know if your deck is going to be the one that's changed at all. So if your deck gets changed and you don't know about it until like that next day, well then how are you going to like realistically want to play the game if you think that your deck is going to be worthless and all your progress in playing the game is going to be completely pointless? Because your deck is going to be different in the new format.
Yeah, that's just what.
So they literally lame ducked themselves, and I don't understand why they decided to do that. And and the only change that they made was that they banned a card called Field of the Dead, which is a card that says when a land comes into play on it's a regular land. But it's a land that says when a land comes into play under your control, if you have seven or more differently named lands, you make a 2/2 black zombie.
All right.
Okay.
And the reason people were complaining about it was because the ramp decks have been completely like insane in Magic's recent history, and people were for some reason mainly complaining about Field of the Dead being way too overpowered and overbearing, when you had other cards, like the ones I'm going to show you real quickly, that were being much, much more overbearing. Let me get it for you. The same people that complained about Field of the Dead in Historic also didn't seem to complain about this card at all being too overbearing.
Eugene the Spirit Dargon.
Yes. Eugene, one of the most powerful planeswalkers ever made ever, which got printed into Historic when they released Corset 21. Because his minus X literally just invalidates all mid-range decks ever. And for some reason, people who were playing the stupid, dirtily control and mid-range decks that didn't kill your opponent complained about Field of the Dead instead of complaining about Ugin. Okay. Or... This just felt like a giant slap in the face. The reason that they banned Field of the Dead was the main thing was that they felt that Field of the Dead was too powerful of a payoff with cards like Explore, Hour of Promise, a bunch of stuff that puts extra lands into play, and then they just neglected to mention this card, which has been a problem card since its inception, Uro, Titan of Nature's Wrath.
Woof.
These, like, how do you say that you're banning a ramp payoff and then not mention Uro.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell if they're just missing the mark or they're just idiots.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I don't think they're idiots. I think it's just that they just don't know what they're doing in this case. I just... Okay, I didn't mean to go off the topic of whaling there. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out because that was like...
No, you good.
That was built up in me from yesterday.
Well, that kind of relates to how whaling can feel bad, especially when they shadow drop things on you.
Sure.
Could it give you like, hey, I actually invested money into getting this and now I can't use it anymore.
But exactly.
Since this isn't like a physical game, I can't like think like, hey, I could possibly sell this, get some money back on it.
Nope.
One of the magic streamer that I normally watch, a lot of people brought that up in his chat where they were saying, yeah, I recently built a Field of the Dead like ramp deck, and now like I feel cheated because like all I get are a bunch of like wild cards out of it instead of like, you know, extra compensation because of the fact that like I pretty much can't use the deck that I built. Like, sure, I could retool it and revamp it, but it's not the deck that I put money into to make.
Yeah.
You know, like...
I really don't like putting money into, like, digital trading card games, because, like, at the end of the day, it's just getting to be like, yo, you paid money for, like, a thing that's probably gonna get either, like, power crept out, or... If it's too good, it's going to end up being banned. They'll refund you resources in-game, but you're like, I spent actual money on this? Like, what the fuck?
See, but here's the thing, Lewis. Like that would be... That wouldn't feel as bad if more digital card game companies actually used the tools that they were given and were able to just say, like, okay, why don't we rework and retool this card so that it's not as... god awful to play against, but is still playable.
It's really easy to like rope to like errata cards digitally.
We could go the Hearthstone route and break its kneecaps until it can't move anymore.
I mean, okay, sure, but like for some reason Wizards of the Coast is just so like afraid or just unwilling to use their digital format to their advantage and just, you know, just literally change cards instead of treating it like a paper format.
Oh, I've come to accept that. Because let me just put your attention over in Mitko's direction real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like the still running, from what I remember, MTG Online is a client to play Magic Online with all the cards in it and everything.
Yeah.
But you have to pay actual money to play it every month. You have to pay actual money to trade cards and stuff. Like, there's an actual economy in that one, and they absolutely, like, do not update it or really do anything besides add cards to it.
Except for the fact that a couple months ago, when they were making changes to Standard, Historic, Pioneer, Modern, and Legacy, the changes for Magic Arena were happening later in the week, yet the changes that they were making to MTGO happened the same day of the ban announcement.
Yeah, because literally, like, comparing Mitko to Magic Arena is, like, is literally, like, the meme of me versus that guy she tells you not to worry about.
Look, all I'm gonna say is this. MTGO is old enough to vote in the 2020 election.
Yeah, all right? It fucking is. It's awful.
That's all I'm saying. MTGO is MTGO is a dinosaur. You
not
know?
Not even the
like...
cool kind of dinosaur.
No, I'm talking like the decrepit, just like just shut it down, just let it die, dinosaur. You know, like
on the duckbill.
But if you let it die, then a bunch of people get butthurt because all their like investments and shit are tied up in Mitko.
Well, it's a game, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I have to just remind myself that there is no ethical consumption under capitalism. I just have to remind myself of that, because for some reason, like any any issue brought up with magic that is where the only argument against it is, but my investments, but my $20 card become $30. Shut up.
Oh my god.
Oh my.
Shut up.
Oh my.
MTG Finance is some of the most rancid, just pit stains I have ever seen in a card game.
Andrew,
what's up?
Do you like watching the channel Alpha Investments?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you would love it. My boy Dirty Rudy over there.
Oh god.
No, trust me, like it's some hilarious shit, and it's mostly about like financing card games and stuff, and also like opening some shit also, but like
see okay, that sounds more interesting in the sense of like, you know, being like a guide to people on how to do things.
Yeah, because like he'll like call shit that happens in the market all the fucking time, and everybody's yeah. like, yo, this, he's like flagged by Wizards as like a do not let him make magic content person.
Oh, trust me, I understand that. The guy that I watched stream, he's been blacklisted by Wizards.
Man,
because
of his
outspoken nature when it comes to magic.
They just like Wizards is very, very easily butthurt. That's a channel for you for later.
Thank you. But
did I ever tell you guys about our dude Simo?
What about our dude Simo?
Konami actually blacklisted him.
What?
For what?
For Yu-Gi-Oh, I guess.
No. I mean, like, but why? For what purpose?
Yeah, like, what? Simo does, like, the best Yu-Gi-Oh content there is.
Because Simo tells people to buy singles and not sealed product.
Well, yeah, that's just smarter.
Yeah, it's because he's telling them what you should be telling people.
Not what you should be shilling to people.
Look, I understand supporting a game, and I understand supporting your local game store.
And yourself.
And yeah, but I also recommend supporting yourself.
Yeah.
Which is what shilling kind of does, but sometimes not really, because I've heard some real bad shit that happens when you shill out for, like, Wizards.
Yeah. Yeah, actually. You get paid in exposure, and I can't put enough quotations around exposure.
Exposure.
Man, being paid in exposure is basically like, yo, do you want the whippings to continue now or later?
Yes.
Yes. By the way, that's how I equate. I think I destroyed Andrew when I wrote that last night. It's basically like, Riot makes enough money off of, like, League and Teamfight Tactics. So when they were making their card game, they were like, should we make this also, like, a lot of, like, pay to, like, do stuff game? And then just, like, on the throne of skulls, like, Tryndamere's sitting there, it's like, no. Let the peasants enjoy the whipping elsewhere. It's like, sips blood from a skull.
Yeah.
Now release the next skin line.
Oh my god. So, like, okay. The reason that this feels so bad is because in my opinion it's also just applied for I realize that, like, it also kind of applies to Cardfight Vanguard.
At least with Zero. Zero is just like,
especially Zero.
Oh my god, Zero. Well, it's a gacha game, so like,
sure, but at the very least, like, if you know that that's what you're getting yourself into, and you still want to enjoy Cardfight Vanguard enough to understand a predatory economy, and you know that, and you know that that's what's being done to you, okay, then that's fine if you understand what you're getting yourself into. But for someone who, like, is just unaware of the fact that they're being essentially preyed on by this economy, it can feel really bad for some people.
Yeah.
Like, if I were just, like, randomly go up to all my friends, like, hey, I like this Vanguard thing, you want to try the mobile game out? Or, like, they discover it for themselves, and they're like, this looks kind of neat. I like Duel Links, I guess.
It's kind of like Duel Links.
Something else. Like, if they're trying to branch out into, like, experience other things, but they don't know how predatory the game is.
Yeah.
That's a feels bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give Zero the one thing, at least. Like, at least you can grind to what you want. If you will, if like you're willing to put in the time and like some real feels bad with the AI.
Yeah, but like.
You can, but the game still encourages you to use your money to accelerate the process.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, like, shit, I've been sitting on enough materials to make a Revenger deck for months. Because I'm just like, it's coming. It's coming. I can feel it in my loins.
When's it coming, Lewis?
I don't fucking know. So I'm probably like, in JP, they're about to get Jewel Knights and stuff next month. So I'd probably say like December that JP will get it, and we'll probably get it like February or March.
March.
Something like that. Depends on when they want to drop it, honestly, and if they're gonna drop it as like disgustingly as it was.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways. I mean, that's like the fun thing about Zero, at least in like a conceptual standpoint, is like if you have knowledge about what the game was like at this point, you'll have some rough idea of what's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Some estimate.
Because, like, when MLB came out, everyone was like, yo, MLB! And then MLB was the most broken thing ever.
And everyone was like, oh, no.
Oh, no. I
called it.
History repeats itself.
Yes. That's what MLB got banned. Like, you know, that's why they had to make a ban list in the first place, was for, like, MLB in the end and Tsukuyomi at the time. They had to hit the starter.
They had to hit the triangle.
Yeah, they hit everybody in that triangle. I forgot how they hit Tsukuyomi, but it was very light, I think.
They're like, you're the least of bad of the three.
Proceeds to accelerate stack.
And they're like, wait.
Yeah, I mean, like, also, I can appreciate games that would be like, you know, you can do this, but if you're willing to put in the time, you can still get there anyway. But with Vanguard, it's just like the crafting system is very, very stingy.
Which is why...
They're like, hey, PAX.
No, which is why I say... If you want a card game that is not going to absolutely nickel and dime you...
Hearthstone.
For pretty much... Oh, no. Oh, God, no. oh, God, no.
Oh, no.
If you want a non-predatory digital card game economy...
Raid Shadow Legends.
No, that game is the definition of predatory.
Like, you look it up in the dictionary and just like, oh...
A picture... It's just a raid advertiser.
Oh, God.
Let's play Raid Shadow Legends. Let's play Raid Shadow Legends. Get started today.
You open the dictionary and it just says... With over 1,000 playable champions.
Oh my god.
But no, if you want a digital card... by the way, we're not sponsored by any of these mentioned games whatsoever.
Riot, please sponsor me.
MTG is never going to sponsor us.
Yo,
episode.
MTG is not going
to
sponsor us.
I don't want MTG to sponsor me after...
You know who could sponsor us? Pokemon. Pokemon sponsor us. I'll play the Pokemon TCG if they do. Instead of just collect it.
I'd be okay with Pokemon sponsoring us.
Yeah.
That game actually seems somewhat reasonable, somewhat.
Yeah, and they're also, like, their, like, Twitch streams are actually, you know, good.
Mm-hmm. And Pokemon Online is actually not all that bad.
Especially since you get a code per pack you open, and that equates to one pack in their online client. So it's not that hard to get stuff.
Your investment in the physical game reflects your investment into the digital game.
Man, I wish other things would take a fucking note from that, but god damn it, they won't.
Nope.
They're like, why can they do it? And then everybody looks at me and is like, they make Pokemon money. I'm like, very well. Largest media franchise in history, you say?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was gonna say before, if you want a... non-predatory digital card game economy with a game that is also very reasonable and extremely fun to play.
Faco.
Legends of Runeterra is absolutely my recommendation. We are not sponsored by Legends of Runeterra or anything.
But we could be.
I very much just enjoy that game. But believe me when I say that, like, when I say, like, you literally just put dollars into the game and you get exactly what you want, that's literally what happens.
Yes.
Like
that's
literally.
That's all I've ever wanted.
And the most expensive card that you can get in the game is $3.
Yes.
I'm not joking.
I know.
I am absolutely not joking.
I understand Okiro Shiffer.
I was saying last night, the most expensive deck that you can make in Runeterra is just under, like, around $60 or so, and that's if you have, like, six of the highest costing card, which is $3, and all epic quality cards in your deck, which no deck in the current format has.
That just sounds like memes.
That's probably just a meme. That deck would be the meme of, I have the most expensive deck in the entire game, Shine. Well, like... most decks play commons and rares. Actually, a lot of decks play mainly commons, which is insane.
The common like quality in that game is insane. So,
incredibly high. So, the fact that, like, you're a regular tier one deck is going to cost you anywhere from around $20 to $30 at most is completely insane. The fact that, like, you have, like, a competent good deck for just $20 to $30, I think is completely ridiculous compared to, like, some of the other game economies that we've been stuck with for the previous several years, for the previous ever. So if you want to not feel bad spending money playing a game, I highly recommend Legends of Runeterra.
Yes.
There you go. That's my advertisement.
I haven't invested time into Legends of Runeterra at all.
See, it has the League of Legends Riot IP, which is not for everybody, especially because of the fact that League of Legends has had, like, such a polarizing reputation over the years.
God, if you just get past the toxic community, like, the fucking lore
good. Well, to be fair, a lot of like, big name communities tend to have those people.
Literally, we just got out of, like, one of the, like, more, like, most lore-rich events ever, and my god.
Mm-hmm.
And Spirit Blossom, well, Spirit Blossom hit different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
But yeah, my basic point about this whole game economy talk was just the main thing of, it's fine to spend money in a game if you understand what you are doing with your money, and you fully understand the ramifications of your actions.
That SEMO thing is still crazy, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
SEMO, like, eats, breathes, and shits the Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah. Economy's like, nah, get this guy out of here.
Well, I gotta specify. He's not banned from participating in events or whatever.
He's, like, blacklisted from being, like, sponsored by them.
He's not officially recognized as a content creator by Konami.
Those guys can blow some fucking, like, donkey dick. I don't fucking know. Konami, do not sponsor me. Sponsor Connor instead.
What?
I agree. Sponsor Connor. Give Connor money.
Konami, just unlock Connor's dual link account so he can have all the cards in the game.
I agree.
I won't get to King of Games anyway.
Nah,
we're gonna get you a Yugi wig. It's gonna be a great Halloween.
Could I have a Jaden wig instead?
No.
Well, no, I mean, Konami doesn't like GX, so I guess that's fair.
We'll get you a Cyrus wig. Because we know how much you love that character.
Yo, he's actually gonna stab us.
Can I get, like, a Hasselberry bandana instead?
Nah, we'll give you a Bastion wig.
You can be Zane. That's fine.
Does that include the BDSM shock collars?
Yes.
why would it not?
You could be you, Bell.
I mean, it means I get to live inside Jaden, so
awkward.
I meant to ask Connor. because I know you said you've been playing Duel Links recently. Yep. How was the? I think you said you were playing that game mainly free to play.
Yeah.
How's that been feeling?
I've been feeling pretty good. I've just been mostly just doing stuff. I feel like I get gems just by existing.
Sometimes. There you go.
It's not a lot of gems, but it adds up.
Yeah.
And, like, once you know what to do to maximize your gem output, you kind of get them really quickly. Like, what I'm doing right now is just, I'm focusing on a singular character, and I'm leveling her up. And, like, every, like, second or third checkpoint of a level, I get more gems. And it increases and increases.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
So I just got her, like, level 19, and I got, like, 75 gems. That's enough for a pack and a half.
That's really good.
So I was at like 15 gems before, and now I'm at like almost 100.
Huh.
That's nice, dude.
By the way, very relevant to our conversation right now.
Yeah.
Actually, me looking at any Yu-Gi-Oh deck.
Me checking the price of a card I need. Please don't be high. Card price. Picture of Snoop Dogg.
Aw, yeah.
Yeah.
That's more like, for me, it's like, looks like cosmetic that I don't have. Oh god, please don't be expensive. Me looking at the cosmetic that I want in Legends of Runeterra.
Yeah. The cosmetics don't look like they're that expensive. They look like, what, like $5 each?
Like that? Yeah, but like, I'm a whale in that game, so like,
Yeah, I mean, like, whaling that game isn't that bad either, because, like, what, there's, like, 10 cosmetic items at the moment or something, so you spend, like, what, $50 if you got all of them?
It's a thing of, like, if you want to own, like, all the game boards.
Do you own all the game boards?
I don't. I really want the Bilgewater game board. It's so good.
I thought you wanted to say I want to own all the Game Boys.
No.
I already did that.
I already own 2 Game Boys.
Oh, man.
Are they both base Game Boys?
I have one gray brick and one green, like, less brick.
I have some Game Boy colors.
My Game Boy color was green.
Mine was red.
I got like the purple one.
Your childhood was great. Your childhood was good, Connor.
What about a Game Boy Advance SP?
Oh, the SP, mine was black.
I don't remember what mine was.
I got the metallic blue one.
Connor, why is childhood better than mine?
You feel bad, man.
The best thing about the SP was just like, yo, hit the button, light backlight comes on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Oh, Nelly.
Oh, I can play games in my bed at night now. It's all over.
I don't have to literally sit under a lamp.
I don't have to put a clunky-ass lamp on my Game Boy Advance.
I can play video game.
I need to at night.
At night.
I've just played, like, Mega Man Battle Network. Or, like, Emerald or something like that. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I love Battle Network.
Man. Oh, yeah, I forgot something.
What's that?
My pants.
I'm sorry.
Can you speak up? I'm not wearing pants.
Excuse me?
Can you raise your voice? I'm not wearing pants.
Wow, that was some intense conversation about the economy.
Yeah.
But to bring it down back to our normal level, butts!
Butts,
my guy.
No, literally, like the start of this podcast, like everybody like putting on like the top hats, their monocles adjusted, smoking jackets and pipes. Me at the end. Rips all that off. Unga bunga. Me like go fast, burr. I got nothing for you.
Oh my god. Butts and such.
Penis. Penis is funny. Penis is
Do you like our comedy, guys?
You like our comedy?
Please clap.
Please laugh at us.
Yeah. Oh man. So I think that's it for us this week. That was intense.
Yeah, I'm very passionate about people just
the economy.
Well, I'm not passionate about the economy. I'm passionate about games being games.
Fuck the economy.
I you know what I'm passionate about? I am passionate about games being games and not spreadsheets.
Oh, so you don't like JRPGs? Damn it.
Why'd you have to go and do that, Louis?
You look at me in the eye and tell me which JRPG doesn't involve at least one spreadsheet. I'll wait.
Like, damn it.
Dabs.
Damn it.
Let me tell you, my favorite spreadsheet simulator is Dragon Quest XI.
I can tell, Connor.
I really like that game.
I feel when I actually have to keep a calendar in, like, Persona 4 and 5.
Like, less so in 5, but yes in 4. Also, if you play 3, man, you live and die by that calendar. Like, I will give you a calendar, you live and die by this calendar.
I started playing 3 a while back, but I never finished it.
You probably fucked up your calendar anyway, it's fine.
My guy.
What? I'm being honest. If you just, like, go in there with no calendar, everything's gonna be like, wait, what? I could have done what? Explode.
I started going through the first level of what the hell is it called? The Tartarus. Dark Hour?
Tartarus?
Yeah, Tartarus. Yeah. I started going through some of the first levels, and then I was like, yo, everyone sucks.
Yeah. Well, you are literally, like, level 1 babbies.
Yeah, but, like, Yukari, like, especially sucks.
Well, yeah, because it's Yukari, and she's, you know, the biggest C-word that's ever C-worded.
Woof. Wow. Woof.
You... Go on, call me wrong.
I wasn't.
See, I physically can't say you're wrong because you're right, but, you know.
Oh, man, I forgot to say this earlier. I wish Peter was here for this one statement.
What's that?
Halo Infinite isn't coming out till next year.
See, I wouldn't be surprised if you said that, and
he just, like, kicks the door down.
Peter just kicks the door down and joins the call. What?!
Yeah, for some reason, it's not gonna be a launch title. Even though that's, like, the thing people were gonna buy the X-Bone for.
Man.
Feels good.
I can't even call it the X-Bone now. Like, serious, the sex box? I don't fucking know. I gotta find something demeaning here.
Mom said it's my turn with the Xbox.
Mom said it's my turn with the sex box.
Ew.
That's a Family Guy joke.
Ew. Ew.
I need to go shower now.
Yeah.
Me too.
What is it? Reveals for fucking Aquaphor set next week?
You mean Friday?
This week?
Wait, are we actually getting that set now, finally?
Yes, it's time.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, it's time.
Oh my god.
They showed off Blouse last Friday. That was pretty hype.
I never thought the day would come.
It's time for Andrew to get Great Nature support.
It's time for me to talk about things that I used to like.
Wait, Andrew, do you think you're going to get Pencil Koala as a starter?
No. Knowing my luck, they're going to do one of two things.
Yeah.
They're going to make someone completely new, and I don't know them, and it's going to just be awful. Or two, they're gonna make Little Belly.
So we're still using Jetty Fox. Got it.
I'll probably use a Little Belly because I'm not the biggest fan of Jetty Fox.
What?
Personally.
Nah. This is when they pull out the big brain play and make a telescope rabbit.
Oh, if it's Telescope Rabbit, I'd be so happy.
And, like, I don't know. What was the first Victor starter? Oh, yeah, it was Rumble. Yeah. Ends up being, like, Kabutron or some shit.
It's Vic Ted.
I mean, I'd be okay with that. That sounds cool.
But it's not Rumble, my guy.
Did you even use Rumble?
I did for a little bit.
And then, like, Midori came out, and that was pretty hype. He looks cool.
And he's petite.
He's very petite. Who's the other one? Who the fuck is the fucking Thaumba starter? Bubble-Edged Draco Kid?
Sure.
Some sort of cadet, I'm assuming?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
It was a cadet of some sort.
Maybe. Possibly.
Possibly.
But, well, guys, in the infamous words of one Bill Cipher, reality is a hologram, invest in gold, buy gold, please God, buy gold.